The gardener saluted. Right you are, sir. Against a background of splintering timber, Ridcully went on, It says on the plans that this was a bathroom. There's nothing frightening about a bathroom, for God's sake. I want a bathroom. I'm fed up with sluicing down with you fellows. It's unhygienic. You can catch stuff. My father told me that. Where you get lots of people bathing together, the Veruca gnome is running around with his little sack. Is that like the tooth fairy? Said the Dean sarcastically. I'm in charge here, and I want a bathroom of my own, said Ridcully firmly. And that's all there is to it, all right? From somewhere on the edge of hearing came a glinga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga noise, like little silver bells. At about the same time as the Arch-Chancellor was laying down the law, Susan Stowe-Hellett was sitting up in bed, reading by candlelight. Frost patterns curled across the windows. She enjoyed these early evenings. Once she'd put the children to bed, she was more or less left to herself. Mrs. Gator was pathetically scared of giving her any instructions, even though she paid Susan's wages. Not that the wages were important, of course. What was important was that she was being her own person and holding down a real job. And being a governess was a real job. The only tricky bit had been the embarrassment when her employer found out that she was a duchess. Because in Mrs. Gator's book, which was rather a short book with big handwriting, the upper crust wasn't supposed to work. It was supposed to loaf around. It was all Susan could do to stop her curtsying when they met. A flicker made her turn her head. The candle flame was streaming out horizontally as though in a howling wind. She looked up. The curtains billowed away from the window, which flung itself open with a clatter. But there was no wind. At least, no wind in this world. Images formed in her mind. A red ball, the sharp smell of snow, and then they were gone. And instead there were... Teeth? Said Susan aloud. Teeth? Again? She blinked. When she opened her eyes, the window was, as she knew it would be, firmly shut. The curtain hung demurely. The candle flame was innocently upright. Oh, no, not again. Not after all this time.